Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 388 for Tuesday, May 12th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was lower Tuesday as it took a cue from the downturn in the Chicago soy complex. Canola was down by $4 to over $5, the July contract down $5.20 at $452.60 per ton. The USDA released its monthly crop report earlier today, and the soybean supply projections came in above trade guesses, which was bearish for the oilseeds in general. The Canadian dollar was also up by 0.2 cents relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that put some added pressure on canola as the stronger currency cuts into crush margins and makes exports less attractive to international buyers. On the other side, concerns over possible frost damage to some early-seeded canola crops was somewhat supportive. A general lack of farmer selling helped limit the losses as well. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., corn and wheat both settled near unchanged while soybeans were down, as the grains and oilseeds reacted to the USDA report. Soybeans were down 14 to 18 cents, the July contract down 17 at $9.56 per bushel. The USDA pegged U.S. soybean production at 3.85 billion bushels, and that was above trade guesses. The USDA is also predicting a 500 million bushel soybean carryout for 2015-16, and that would be well above trade estimates and the 350 million bushels expected to be carried over from the current crop year. World soybean supplies are also expected to be very large this year, with the USDA pegging global ending stocks at nearly 11 million tons above the current crop year. Corn, meanwhile, was narrowly mixed, the July contract up only a quarter cent at $3.61 per bushel. The USDA pegged U.S. corn production at 13.6 billion bushels for 2015. That was slightly ahead of average trade guesses, but still well below the record 14.2 billion bushel crop grown last year. As a result, corn ending stocks are expected to tighten. World corn supplies are also expected to tighten this year, and that added to the somewhat firmer tone in corn. Wheat was also narrowly mixed, with the July contract in Chicago up a quarter cent at $4.81 per bushel. The USDA data was relatively bearish as far as wheat was concerned. The agency pegged this year's U.S. wheat crop at 2.09 billion bushels. That was ahead of both trade guesses and the year-ago level. World wheat stocks for both old and new crop wheat are also higher than expectations, at over 200 million tons for both this year and next year. The underlying demand for wheat on the other side is also strong, and the rising global consumption should likely offset some of the increased production. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, May 12th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Workington.